You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back to Big Wigs. Guess what? It's our 60th freaking episode.
Yeah, baby.
Literally, Dre's like, what should we do? Should we do something? I'm like, we're doing it.
Girl, we're in it.
The cameras are rolling. She's like, what should we do? Should we do something special? Should we take a shot? Should we, you know, try some soup? I don't know. We got a whole show planned. We got a great show planned, honestly.
We're shouting out brands. We are eating Haribo. We're doing the most in here. I thought maybe we should put wigs or like sunglasses on. I don't know, to make it look festive.
It's the 60th episode. We could just sing a tune.
What are you, a can girl?
It's 60 and we're turning 60. Wait, you really posed the Haribo fruit salad candy right in front. Can I tell you, this exact flavor, the fruit salad, must be from like 1804. And I've been eating it forever. And I bring it in and Dre's like, never had it before. She's like, and what's this flavor? And what's this? And I was like, girl, this is the OG.
The grapefruit slaps.
So good. All of them are good. Even the green, it's not a green that you think. It's almost like peach. I don't know what it is, but it's so good.
Is it green apple?
I don't think so. It's like not a green, like a lime.
It's a hybrid.
It's something else that I'm like, whatever, it's the green one. You know me, I always have candy. I'm like, I've been a 95-year-old grandmother from day one.
She eats the Werther's.
I eat Werther's, or I've been a 4-year-old and just never grew out of it. Like, ever. Do you have cavities?
Candy eating? Yes, but not in a while. But I also don't have dental insurance, so I haven't been checking.
You know.
I did have a weird thing back here last week, and I just took one of those dental floss picks and worked wonders.
Something was lodged in there.
Something was lodged. It was festering. That's the worst word I could have ever used.
This is what everyone tuned in to listen to,
obviously,
right? How's your dental work going?
Huh? Anywho's, it's 60. We're 60.
We're 60. Can I tell you, every time I've ever gone to the dentist, and my mother's a dentist, they're like, so you have about 6 cavities. 6? Was it really 6? They're like, yeah, I don't know how one person could get so many cavities in their teeth. And I was like, well, I eat Skittles for breakfast. What can I say?
Now, I've seen the movie Willy Wonka. I'm sure you have as well.
I have, yes.
Wouldn't you think that your dental hygiene is top of the line because your mother is a dentist, just like Willy Wonka?
No.
No.
No, because I think it's like a rebellious thing. Like when you're a kid and your mom's like a dentist, and my mom, if she saw these, she'd be like, ugh, disgusting.
So she doesn't eat sugar?
She eats chocolate. She eats cookies, cake, chocolate. The woman has a sweet tooth.
Okay.
But like you could never catch her with like a little bag of gummies in her pocketbook, you know? Like,
just for shits
and giggles. I'm carrying lip gloss, a phone, a wallet, and a bag of Haribo to the podcast today. That's a normal day for me. This is why my sister's kids think I'm like the fucking golden woman. You know, they've never met someone more special because she's like, do you have candy in your bag? And I'm like, do I?
Do I ever?
Do you want sweet, a little sweet and salt, a little sugar?
You have cavities, but you have the best dental work. So the cavities have been taken care of.
I don't, you know, I've had good dental work, I'd say, but not, I don't say the best ever, you know? As a kid, my mom didn't want to work on us. Like,
so she sent you to the best, though.
She sent us to other people. Yeah. Because she was like, they're not going to behave for me. Like, and I won't, you know? My mom once gave me a needle and I was like, pulled the hand out of my mouth. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. She's like, she won't do that to a stranger.
Okay.
So, yeah. She's not my dentist, but she was someone else's.
Did you have the hookup with orthodontist? Because I had to go to get my braces person.
I never had braces as a kid.
What? That's so impressive because your teeth are so straight.
I'm a 2-time Invisalign alum.
Okay. You waited and did the Invisalign.
I was like, I never needed braces as a kid, but then I was like one of the first like Invisalign people.
Flex.
In the books. In like, it was like high school though, you know? And
the early days of Invisalign. They were testing it out, seeing.
And my mom was like, she should get this because she didn't love my teeth, but they always were like, you don't need braces. And I was like, okay.
True.
But my mom would be like, but she has issues, right? She has some issues. Like literally my mom would like look at my mouth and be like, number 4 is a real fang. We got to get rid of it. And I was like, mom, can I go to the park? No, but she took me to her friend. I remember getting Invisalign for the fucking first time. And, you know, you have to be careful. Invisalign is annoying as fuck because you can't eat with it, right? Yeah. And when you're, like, a teenager in high school, you know, they're like,
it's having braces as well.
You can't eat things. Like, you can't have certain liquids when you have the teeth in or whatever. And I'd be like, whatever, Sprite is clear. Like, I'm just sipping Sprite all day. It's like sugar just getting, like, hardened in my Invisalign trays. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, that's my teeth.
Did we not say we're talking dental and we just... We're catching up on,
you know, on 11th grade. Did you have like colored braces when you say you liked your braces?
Well, no, I think braces were so cool back in the day. Everybody wanted glasses. They wanted braces. Yeah. Why? I have no idea. But we just thought it was cool to have a lisp. It was like, oh, you're different. So I wanted braces. But my mom, they saw my teeth overlapped each other, my front two teeth. So they obviously saw a star in me and they said she's going to need work. Yeah. So I had braces on for about 2 years. 2.5, but loved doing the colors. You would mix and match the colors.
Yeah, people would be like pink and blue, like opposite. I'm like, oh, wow.
Green for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, you would get all into it. And then, oh, clear. Clear was kind of different. It's like, are you trying
clear
to hide?
Clear also was like yellow, right?
Yes, after a couple of weeks, you're like, ew.
Yeah,
you need to change those out.
It's so funny. I saw an adult. You know when you haven't seen someone in a long time or whatever? Yeah. And I saw, I'm saying I saw an adult. She's like a grown woman in like her 50s or 60s. And I saw her and my friend was like, oh, was so-and-so there? And literally all I wrote was, yeah, she got braces. Like, I just didn't expect it. When you said hi to someone, I was like, whoa. Yeah.
A late in life braces is jarring.
It's a little shocking when you've seen this person before.
Yeah.
I'm not close with this person. I just know who they are. And so I said, hi. And, you know, it was like a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa. Like, I wanted to be like, I didn't even...
Got braces.
Wow. That's a lot. It was a lot of braces for like an adult. Usually I could see people when their teeth crowd, you know, they get like the bottom. So like fix a little bit here and there. Whatever.
Some things bother certain things. They have things that it's a hard no when you're dating. And I'm always impressed when somebody's dating somebody that they're in their mid 20s and they have braces. And it's always interesting to me. I go, wow. Okay. That obviously didn't bother you. You know? Yeah. And no, I respect it. Or you're already with them in a long-term relationship and they decide to get braces. At that point, just get Invisalign, you know?
Yeah.
Much less of a visible thing. And when you're...
It's so funny. When you've had Invisalign, I can spot it on anyone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll see someone and I'll be like, Invisalign. Like, I know... Because you could see the nubs, you know, where they like have to paint those on your teeth and like lock them in or whatever. Anyway, I have an eye for the Invisalign candidates out there.
Well, that's our dental catch up for this week. We have a lot to get to. We've got March Madness, Big Wig Sports, Big Wig Bite.
This is a sports podcast now. That's it.
I know you guys come here for the hard hitting news, specifically sports broadcasting and all things sports.
They're paying us the big bucks to talk about sports.
I just want to say Syracuse is not in March Madness this year. We've kind of been downhill, honestly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I don't even know if Boston University has a basketball team.
They do.
BU? I'm sure they have to.
They do.
BU? We got a basketball team?
Yeah, they're D1.
There you go.
D1.
Yes.
Never went.
I don't know if they still are, but they were in the ACC.
All I knew was the hockey team because like Boston hockey is like, that's like the big thing at my school. Besides like theater, you know, besides like the arts.
Hockey players are so hot.
Hockey players? You have a thing for hockey players?
Yes.
Wow.
They might not have teeth, but they've got such great hair and they're just so masculine because they're always so much testosterone and they're just like always punching each other. It's hot.
What if they had braces? Would you still be like, whatever?
They have no teeth for braces. They're just toothless. They've got a fake set of teeth. Just pop those in when we're intimate and then, you know.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Hockey players are hot.
Got it. Anyway, we have a lot to catch up on. Dre, your whole life has changed in a week. You signed a lease. You trained for a new job. You birthed 3 children. What else is happening?
I know. It's been a lot. Basically, the whole entire apartment, our apartment is just stacked with boxes. It's full of boxes. We are just ready to break free and start afresh. But last night I was making breaded eggplant parmesan at 11 p.m.
Go off.
That's how crazy I've gotten.
That's crazy. When I'm moving the entire month, because I packed all my
pots and pans. So the entire month leading up, I couldn't like cook. I was like, one day I'll cook again.
No, I know.
You're making fucking breaded eggplant.
But today I was packing all my kitchen stuff and I was thinking, what's essential kitchenware? I had no idea. I was like, I guess I'll need a spatula if I decide to make pancakes. I mean, I'm going insane. Meanwhile, we're literally moving into a new place come this Sunday.
Also, this is New York City. You can fucking order seamless for a couple nights.
That's true. But the way these hidden fees, Anna, I wanted to order Chipotle. It's $56 to order Chipotle.
You got to get like seamless plus and you got to get Uber one and like you got to upgrade to the and then you won't have fees and you'll feel better. Yeah, but, and you won't remember that you're paying. Like,
oh, I don't have fees. My subscription fees are out the ass. Every month I'm paying $500 for Uber Eats, Uber Plus, Uber One.
Yeah. Same.
I'm already paying for Peacock, Fubo, Hulu, Amazon.
Fubo.
No, I'm kidding. No, I know.
She put it before like Disney Plus.
It's because my Netflix. Show was on Fubo.
Like, Fubo. I'm like, where? Do you have Netflix?
Because my show is on Fubo. I do have Netflix, but
they should be paying for your Fubo.
Thank you.
You're the star of Fubo. They should pay for it.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
1,000%.
I am slowly packing up. I'm taking it day by day. And it's good to take it day by day. That it's not good. Fun to pack. Like, you know, if you have to do it in the span of 2 days, you go insane.
Or one day, you know,
sometimes I did that.
The morning.
I did that of. Morning of. I you that guys is
insane. The movers will be here in 6 minutes.
Literally the morning we were like first moving to our apartment in LA, October, whatever, 2022. They texted and said, hey, we're about a half hour early. I go, you can't show up a half hour early. I go, Jared, we didn't do the kitchen yet. And I was in a full Steve costume. Sweating and crying.
Miranda, you can't come an hour early.
Miranda, someone's still here. Go away. Anyway.
Yeah, no, not
that's
allowed.
Good you're taking your time because it's really fucking awful otherwise.
It's time consuming. But I had my first training day at Eataly and basically they just toured me around the whole
that's nice.
Flatiron location and we just tested different foods.
Gorgeous.
It was a great first day.
I'd say. She's like, I've always been waiting to do this. Thank you.
The next part, we had to do orientation, of course, which is just, you know, learning their policies. And then they said, let's go on a tour. I said, that sounds fabulous. They took me into the wine store and we went up to the top reserve room and there was a wine bottle for $5,000.
Cute.
I said, oh, wow, look at that bottle. It's one of those large, super, super rich
like
red
a Magnum.
That's been aged. Yes, it's been aged for, I don't know, God knows how long. It was around when Jesus was around. Like, that's okay. How big and expensive looking the bottle was. So that was the most impressive thing all day. And then, I ate myself some sopressata. They took me to the cheese counter.
Mike and I are like, and where's the leftovers?
We said in the group chat to bring some stuff.
Bring it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
It's her first time. She can't be taking stuff on day one. She's not even like working. Like,
fine.
Right. I did get to meet the overall store director and he's full Italian, born and raised. And he was brought in from the London location and he came over. He had a full black suit on. I go, who is this?
Sharp.
And he was, yeah, totally. He started speaking Italian to us. And I go, oh. Well, I was speechless. I go, no hablo español italiano. And then, it was very impressive. And the girl who was giving me the tour, she said, yeah, he's our new director. He wants everybody to be like tip top shape because he was brought in from London. And I go, oh, wow.
I thought you were going to say tip top shape. Like, know you're Italian.
Like you better be able to be. Yeah.
Learn a language if you want to work here.
Yeah. Got to be bilingual, trilingual. No, that would make sense. But he just looks, he seemed very on top of his stuff. And I was impressed.
That's
go, wow.
Great.
They brought in the big dogs for this.
They're like so corporate now. There's so many Eataly's. Yeah.
It's how many locations in lower Manhattan.
Yeah. How many total did they tell you? I'm curious.
They showed me a couple pictures. There's just one in a bunch of cities. I don't know the actual amount. But just in the Flatiron location, there's over 500 employees.
That's insane.
500?
It's so big.
There's five restaurants. Yeah, 500 employees. And then they've got the Soho location and the other location.
They got rid of the meat counter guy. I used to have, there's a guy at the meat counter and he would like hit on me in a weird way. And so I stopped going.
What?
And then like a year later, I like went back and he was gone. And I was like, all right, thank God. He was weird. And he like knew my name and he like looked me up online. And like I was
he
just
looked
like,
you up online?
I was just weirded out. Yeah. You know, when like someone's like a little too friendly and you're like, I don't like that. I would call him my meat counter stalker. He wasn't actually stalking me, but it was just an uncomfortable thing to the point where I was like, I don't even want to go there. I guess I'll go to Bedford Wine and Cheese because it was like also in the hood.
So it makes you not want to go there if you're like a weirdo stalker.
Yeah.
There's a way to be playfully flirty, and then there's a way to be a stalker.
Yeah. There is.
There's definitely a fine line between the two.
There is. And I was like, when I was living right over there, it was like 10 years ago. I was young. I was like, this guy gives me the ick. I'm not going to like come and spend money. You know, like.
Yeah.
Even when there was like a line of people and I was like, hurry it up. And he's like, so I saw you're doing this on like, you know, a show. Like, and I'm
cut
like,
the prosciutto and call it a day.
Yeah.
Pal.
Like, I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You gotta bring out that Marissa.
I didn't like it.
Creeper status.
Yeah. Anyway, make sure he's gone from the meat counter. Okay.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Lorenzo.
No. Definitely not. It was probably like Tim.
Right. We went up and it was just these two really, really sweet ladies. They were giving us all these testers and it's just a great establishment overall.
I love when women work a meat counter.
Me too.
It's a power move. It's really fucking cool. Don't you love it, Mike? Move. When a woman is like,
I don't know
butcher?
If I've ever seen it, to be honest.
Welcome to New York City, Mike.
I don't know that I've been to enough butcher shops that I've seen a woman behind the butcher. I know they exist, but I don't know that I've lived it, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Italy always has a lot of women working the meat counter. I'll say that.
Equal rights.
Equal rights, not equal pay.
Obviously. That reminded me, we're going to get into that in our next segment. But
anyway,
women have to be careful in the New York streets.
Yeah. But the big move is happening this weekend.
But the, what, Easter?
No. Oh, Easter. Yes. Oh, but you're moving too. Oh, yeah, I meant
big,
like you.
The big move. Easter. What, Easter?
No, Jesus. You know what?
Jesus back.
No, big what move out of the cave.
She's very religious. I'm like, the big move. I'm like, yeah,
yeah, Jesus is coming at it. He's being risen. No,
wait, where'd he go?
Wait, can I just double check? His birthday's on Christmas and he comes from the grave on Easter.
Yes.
Right, what he died for our sins for Easter. Well, what's so crazy? I was at church this Sunday.
Resurrection,
the resurrection. Look at you. There was just a really funny story where this church is so New York. It's in Brooklyn and it's full of Italians. It's the closest one that is really nice and full. So I like to go there with Nick. And it's not even Easter, and the priest is for
sure.
I saw
your Instagram.
Oh my God, Anna! They had the Easter bunny. He has the strongest New York accent. He goes. And look back there, what we have, the Easter Bunny. Look, a guy in white, and it's not the Pope. This guy, I love this priest. He is such a New Yorker. And I'm like, it's not even Easter. They brought out an Easter Bunny. Somebody dressed up as the Easter Bunny. It's so Italian. They've got they call the cops. The cops are by the doors. Just, you know, for safety, I have no idea. But it's just so, oh my God. They have like 15 people collecting money because during collections, it's just so Italian. It's like, how much should we get today? Like, they're like counting the money in the back. I'm like, is this a church or is this a front for something? I don't know.
Easter Bunny's got tons of drugs on him.
it was just this huge party, literally. And it was Palm Sunday. So they're waving the palms around the Easter Bunny. And he's like, all the children follow the Easter Bunny. We're doing an Easter hunt. I was in heaven.
Wait, Anna, do you know about Palm Sunday?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
So Palm Sunday is the week before Easter.
Okay.
And you go to church and they give you
hearts of palm.
Literal palms.
Could you imagine a little charcuterie board?
You bring them home and you keep trees, like palms from trees in your house for like over a week until over Easter.
Like it's kind of like
but your grandmother will have them from 1989.
Yes.
Like, she just saves them every single year and people make it into little crosses and they just hang them, like stuff them behind photographs.
And they're like, they become like brown and crispy and it's not great.
You learn something new every day, guys.
It's like, what is that tradition? It's so strange.
We have like, do you want to like shake the lulav and I forget what it's called, the etrov or whatever, you know, that holiday, you'll see where they like, it's like a palm kind of, I don't know. They do it in like Union Square and I'm like, no, not Jewish. Sorry. I always.
Oh, yeah. She denounces her religion.
I don't want to stop.
No, believe me. I totally understand. Stop. Yeah.
I'm impressed. I like the palms.
The palms are supposed to represent new birth. And then on Ash Wednesday, at the start of Lent, that's when you burn all the ashes or burn all the palms. And then from ashes you are born and from ashes you shall return.
Wow.
Why? Dentistry.
This got religious.
Dentistry and religion. This is obviously.
I've never been to a synagogue in New York City in 15 years.
You haven't been to a bat mitzvah recently?
No, I mean, I go to synagogue at home.
Right.
But I don't know where to go here. I've been to a funeral at a synagogue here for sure. I've been to like two. But I've never been to like synagogue here, like for holidays. Cause like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like near Philly. Why would I? Wouldn't I just?
And you're home for the holidays. Right.
Yeah. Usually. You know, if I go, I wanted to update you on the puppies. There's no puppy here today.
I know. I feel the loss. I feel that the lack of presence.
You know, I love him, but every fucking vet visit, and there's so many.
You're at the vet all the time.
Because in the beginning, they have to get shots, and they have a follow-up shot, and they had an ear infection, and then they have to check that the ear infection's gone, and they had giardia, and they have to check that giardia is gone.
Literally, they have sciatica or giardia?
Giardia.
What's that?
Like in worms. Their shits. Yeah, like their shits are soft. And it's like very common in puppies. Like if you ask anyone, they're like, yeah, my dog had giardia. Mostly because they come from like these litters, or they come from like wherever they're from. If they're at a, you know, a shelter or at a breeder or anywhere, like they're usually with other dogs and stuff, and they like eat each other's shit. You know what I mean? It's totally. Like, it ain't good. But we can't get rid of some of this stuff. And it's just like $800 every fucking time we go. And like, then they were like, okay, now you have to pick up the meds. And I'm like, how much is that? And they're like, 90 to a dog. And I'm like, so it's really $1,000 visit. Like, this is just like killing me. And like, I have to get them neutered next month. And I am like, I'm probably going to take them to like back somewhere in Philadelphia. Because I can't. I'm going to just return them.
I'm going to country.
Get rid of them. No, because it's so, I don't usually do surgery stuff in New York City. It's so expensive.
It's beyond. I can't even, I'm complaining about Uber fees. I couldn't even imagine vet fees.
It's so expensive. I started, it's funny because I think when Bobby got sick, when your dog gets sick, the money kind of just like, it goes on a credit card and I don't think of it as like real money in the moment. And I think that's kind of been almost good for this moment in my life where I'm like,
right,
these dogs are so expensive. They weren't expensive themselves, but now they have become, you know, $1 billion dog.
The upkeep.
And I'm just like, and today, like Jared and I were just like, oh my God, like he's been doing his taxes and I've been doing mine. And I'm just like, I can't afford these dogs anymore. Like I owe so much money.
You're telling me that you didn't win the Mega Millions yesterday because somebody in Jersey won and I was about to call your ass up.
Yeah, I saw it was like 1 billion.
1 billion.
1.1.
What is this, Monopoly? Somebody won $1 billion. So you won the Mega Millions?
It wasn't me. No. You know what? It wasn't. If it was me, I probably would be here. I'd be on a plane.
To Tahiti?
Somewhere very far. Yeah, I'd be on a plane. Or I'd already have a drink in hand on a beach somewhere. You know, I'd be like, sorry, something came up.
I'm not even trying to change the subject. It's only because I saw this on the news this morning and I didn't even buy a ticket. But in my mind, I said, oh my God, I won. I said, oh my God, I got to check my tickets. Just because it's in the area near me. Usually it's in the middle of nowhere. Like factory workers won in Texas. Today I heard it on the news, Jersey. I go, I don't even live in Jersey, but I think I won.
It could be us. It could be a cousin, you know, could be
somebody we know. Turns out no. So
it could happen.
You didn't win and you're still paying
these dogs are really fucking killing me. They sent an estimate for, just guess how much for one dog to get neutered in New York City.
Neutered,
you know, and that includes you have to get like blood work done. You got to check on them beforehand because they go under anesthesia. The anesthesia costs money. The actual procedure. Guess. Just guess.
$675.
Plus $1,000.
What?
Oh, I would have guessed more, to be honest.
Yeah. No, it was like 16 and 19 were the estimates for both of them because Elton has a little hernia he needs to get fixed. Little Elton John has a hernia.
I'm sorry. To cut off little cojones.
Correct.
AKA balls is going to cost you $4,000.
I mean, I'm not going to do it here. So hopefully it'll be less. But yeah.
Bring them over to my apartment. No. We'll do it under the knife.
Jared was like, I should do it. I should get trained. I'm like, no.
Probably you could watch a YouTube tutorial and you could do it.
No. Fucking way.
Everything's on YouTube, guys.
Get out of here.
No.
Watch YouTube and cut the dog's balls off.
Listen. The amount of YouTube tutorials, I've hung up a TV. I've mounted a couple things.
Yeah, but you've never done surgery on a live animal.
That's correct. I've waxed myself.
She's like, come here, Anna. Come on over. I can fix that cavity for you. I watched a YouTube video earlier today, and I bought a drill on Amazon.
This happens all the time, I'm telling you. To avoid the costs.
Anyway, I'm just laughing at it because I'm like, what
else did you do?
We'll see. I don't know how I'll afford it.
That's insanity.
I know. It's a little crazy.
You know what? Go to a really nice mom and pop veterinarian somewhere in Pennsylvania near your parents. Like, you have to drive out.
I have other vets that I've been to. Like, Bobby never had his teeth cleaned in New York because it was like $1,100 every fucking time he wanted. Beyond expensive. He had to get his teeth cleaned, which is like twice a year. So much money. So much money. Anyway.
Beyond money.
Losing my mind. Okay, so we have something very exciting. Last week on the episode, if you listen to it, great episode.
Fantastic episode.
We obviously talked about Campbell's new limited edition tomato soup with grilled cheese. That's one one soup, one, they decide one flavor, you know? Who needs a grilled cheese when you have tomato soup? I said immediately no.
You were not a fan of that idea.
I was not a fan of it. And somehow they found us. Yeah.
They did. They did. We did a little cute little reach out. And I just said, hey, listen, they're doing a sweepstakes. And I thought, okay, I submitted us for sweepstakes and then DM'd them as well and just let them know, hey, look out for a Big Wig submish. And they wrote back immediately and go, oh my God, we'll just send you a can of the limited a dish.
Love it. We love free soup. Look at it.
Wait, is this can not iconic?
It's iconic.
Watch it on the YouTube.
The half yellow, half red. It does look like all the artwork in Dre's apartment.
It does. You know what's even more embarrassing? To convince them to send it to us, I go, I'm obviously a fan of Campbell's. I sent him a picture of me in front of my artwork.
You should have sent them my video. I should have sent you my TikToks. Anna Roisman, hello, partner of Campbell's.
You said you partnered with them before.
I did.
So we're a fan of Campbell's.
I did. I made an amazing sandwich, actually. I had to repurpose the soup. And I made a steak sandwich with their cream of mushroom soup. Oh. I made like a sauce with the cream of mushroom soup.
Dude, that's
And then it went on a steak sandwich with like arugula, like, you know, caramelized onions. You know, I'm a five-star chef. So yeah, it was pretty fucking good. Jared was like, this is amazing. I'm like, well, it's a partnership. If you want to pay me that much, I will make this for you nightly.
I will absolutely. We're so happy you love our products. We would love to send you both our newest grilled cheese and tomato soup as a gift on us. If you would like to have this special delivery, please send your info. Campbell's, we love you.
Love it.
So
we have it.
We have live in studio, live taste test. I'm very excited about this. As you guys know, it's got the same color. Look, we've got two spoons.
Same color as the regular.
With that chair.
I like
Mike's like, you owe me a chair.
I did something to my tooth. After we're talking about dental work, I'm like, my tooth's hurting.
Actually, we'll do it one by one because this is.
Okay. Wait, really?
No, we should do same time.
Just do same time. All right, you ready?
You won't be like.
Wait. I'm not Mike, but you guys, I'm going to taste the soup real quick and then I'll come right back. Okay, you ready?
The YouTubers, you got this. You got this shot. It looks clumpy. Cheers.
Cheers.
I love it. No. It still needs grilled cheese to have that crunch, but the taste itself, I love it.
I'm going to go with, as a soup queen.
Yeah.
It's a no for me, dog.
Is it because?
And I love you, Campbell's. I will eat all of your soups. This one doesn't hit the spot for me. It's that aftertaste, you know?
It has the aftertaste of Flavor Blasted Gold.
Yes, of the powder that you get on like Flavor Blasted Goldfish. Or like, you know, the extra cheesy like Cheez-Its, you know? When they just are like, let's powder. They did that to the soup and it's just like that chalky cheddar taste after. I will say, Dre, you dripped all over your
That was mug. You, your spoon.
Over there?
Yes.
How?
Your spoon, you had it like here. I'm not going to blame. I just blamed you. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. It's on her side of the table. She's like, it was all you. I'm like, hold on. Let me fling my bite over. Wait.
What I think we need in this moment is just match it with some white wine.
Ew. I'm not drinking that. Wait. I wanted the soup. Dre is... Careful, Italy's gonna come for you.
Listen, a little soup and some white wine.
Yeah, all for it. Just,
I literally am.
I'll say
in Capri right now.
An immediate bite, you're like, oh, Campbell's tomato soup. Yeah. And then it just sits for a second and you're like, and a cheese doodle or something else.
No, I see what you mean. But I do like the consistency. It has the same consistency of soup. It does. And I would just say it's a little bit more rich than a regular. Acidic taste of tomato soup. I think the cheese taste actually cuts the acidity of the tomato.
You know how we could make it better?
How?
Just get Campbell's tomato soup and then just like make a grilled cheese and like dunk it in.
And then dunk it in.
I actually think I just solved it for you, Campbell's.
What they were trying to do though is simplify for us. You don't have to add that extra step. You could just heat this up.
I get it. I have a pitch for Campbell's actually.
Oh my God, pitch away.
I have a pitch. Why don't they do a giveaway for the person who makes the best grilled cheese with their tomato soup. Like, imagine, like, 300 people submit their grilled cheese, right?
Right.
Or, like, we go to a forum, a like, a summit. Test. You know what I mean? Yes. Yeah. And, like, there's a whole long table. And, you know, Campbell's gets to go down the line and just whoever has the best grilled cheese with their tomato soup
right.
wins. I'm sorry. I think I just, I came up with the event of the year.
It's a tomato soup-a-con.
Yeah, a soup-a-con. I just got so excited. Oh my God.
A soup-a-con. That actually sounds so fun.
I read something today that was like, you know, just go for your dreams. And I always wanted to make my soup book. I think this is the year I have to do it.
Anna, that's actually so wild because I also want to write a book this year, but it's going to be a children's book. I've already got the idea. So let's make a pact. You're going to write a cookbook. I'm going to write a children's book. Authors.
I was like, shake on it. She's like, authors, you heard it right here. That's a big wig promise.
That's a big wig promise. I think now that we have to hold each other accountable, we're totally going to do it.
I really, you know, I did 15 soups I've created.
It's done.
Not even
done.
Created, made. You know what I mean? It's not going to be so original like you've never heard of these flavors before. Okay, obviously. Okay,
but let's be honest about how many people have written cookbooks and we've seen the recipes before, but there's something that differentiates you.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Okay, I can't wait. What's the name of your children's book?
Well, I can't tell you.
The name?
That's the whole point of the children's book.
What?
Well, no, the name of the book is going to be this thing that's said throughout the book. And it's something I used to say as a kid, but I'm turning it into, I'm mixing it with comedy. It'll make sense when I release.
I've got a book and it's like an actual masterpiece.
Julie Fox, where did the name of your book, where did you get inspired from? Down the drain.
Well, it's crazy, but like I was going to the bathroom and like something like fell out and I was like, wait, what? And I like went to go look in the sink and then it just like the sink was on. I like didn't see what like fell out of me. And then I was just like, oops, down the drain. And you kind of just have to accept that. So I was like, whatever. You
know, and it's a metaphor for real life.
For real life. Like, let's just let it go down the drain.
Dude, that is so deep.
Thank you.
Can't
it's
even
an
begin
actual
to understand.
Masterpiece.
You're a masterpiece, Julia.
I know.
You're a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece.
Okay, we gotta take a quick.
We are masterpieces, and we're gonna take
a quick break. We're gonna take a break.
Hi, big wigs, and welcome back. And we've got some. On a serious note,
hard-hitting news.
Breaking news, Diddy on the loose.
There's a Diddy on the loose. I was shocked to see this yesterday.
I mean, beyond shocked, because it's not every day that you get to see the actual rating of like a massive celebrity.
Yeah.
With live footage, aerial footage, drone shots.
No, it is not every day.
It is not every day. You wake
every
up to
other
this.
Day. No.
I mean, we do see it more and more though. In Hollywood, things are coming to light more.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because of social media. So things are spreading faster, but what were your initial thoughts when you read Diddy's home being raided?
Yeah, like by the feds. I was like, wait, what's happening?
Shit got serious.
I said it out loud and Jared's like, what are you saying? And I was like, Puff Daddy.
Diddy.
How many names has he had over the years? I was like, I don't know. There's some like allegations against him for like sex trafficking and drugs and like.
My favorite word is racketeering.
Ooh. I thought of Rakuten, the like
the company. The game?
The company.
The toy.
Rakuten. It was a good commercial. Anyway, racketeering.
Racketeering. That's just.
Does that cover all of that?
Kind of. Yeah. It's just illegal activity.
Yeah.
Basically. But it's a fun word to say.
It was weird to hear that, wasn't it? How did you feel? I was like, wait, what? What's happening?
When the allegations came out about him from Cassie, his ex-girlfriend who he abused for years, I thought that was the biggest shock for me. So to hear his home got raided, I said, well, finally. I feel like these people never get in trouble. Mm-hmm. They never face their consequences. So this to me, I was like, hell yeah.
Because he's so famous and so rich. But apparently, like, he wasn't there. He was in another country. Mm-hmm. Convenient.
They showed his flight logs, which, again, why is this public knowledge? I have no idea. But they're like, his flight logs show that he was all up and down the West Coast in his private jet. What?
It's so crazy. Wasn't he found in the Bahamas today?
Yeah, and he was, like, found pacing around the airport.
So wild.
Let's read the article, shall we?
Sure.
To get some real info here.
I saw they arrested his associate, a guy named Brandon Paul, for drugs. Like for I don't
his
know.
His sons were also in handcuffs in Oof. His front yard. Oof. Which is like, if you're getting your kids involved, damn.
That's bad.
And then you leave them there?
Yeah, no.
I'd be like, Dad, what the hell?
It's like, you guys stay here. You're going to be fine. You're a kid. I'll be back in 16 days.
I'll be back.
Don't it's really worry. Sad. It's honestly sad. And like, I don't know. I hate to say this, but you know, like there's so many artists whose music we like grew up with. And now you're like, can we listen to that anymore after these stories come out?
It's so true. Can we listen to R. Kelly? Can we listen to Diddy anymore? Can we listen to Kanye? People have like canceled these artists. Yeah. But when you hear it in the club and you're off that little Patron, you're still dancing.
I know.
But you
I know.
You feel icky about it, right?
A little bit. But also like, you know what? It's good music. And it's separate from like them as a person, I think.
You're separating the artist from the person now?
I'm separating the art from the artist. Mm-hmm.
So we're still allowed to enjoy the music.
I think it, to a degree.
Dre's relieved.
Listen, I saw those Michael Jackson documentaries. When same. When, right. When Black and White comes on the radio, I'm like, ooh, it's such a good song, you know?
Mine is Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Little, you know, come on.
I mean, I definitely enjoy myself at the Broadway show.
Yeah. He's not alive to make money off of it, you know?
That's true. No, but P. Diddy, the things that are shown against P. Diddy, it's actually... It's disgust.
Scary.
It's ick. It's horrendous. It's scary. I don't even know how he's been allowed to. Why aren't they caught sooner is my question. Are the people that they're hurting afraid of them so they just don't reach out?
I think they can pay off people. They can like, they have the money to just yeah. keep it quiet. And
they,
you
have,
know?
They have very expensive, look at good lawyers.
Trump.
Yeah. Right.
How is that man running for president again?
That's so true.
You know, like yeah. with all the shit that's been like, you know, put out there against these people. It's just like, it's insane what money can do. Money can get you out of trouble and money can make you hot. That's it.
Money can make you hot.
Money can make you hot.
It is. It actually is.
Like yeah. when people are like, money can't buy you happiness. Yeah, maybe not, but it can make you really hot.
Let me tell you something right now. Security, financial security is so, it's a comfort level that you can't understand until you reached it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is why relationships break up, I feel like, most of the time, is because you're not on the same page financially.
Yeah.
So money can't buy you happiness, but it sure can buy you some security and comfort.
Yeah. Or a really hot bod.
Or a little lip flip.
Or a little tit, you know,
a little facelift,
a little facelift, a little neck job, a little, you know, could buy you anything, but a new ass.
Oh yeah. A new ass. Mm-hmm. It can do a lot of things. You can also enjoy your money through restaurants, travel, houses.
Listen to us. How do we get back on here? We're talking about Diddy getting pulled over in his private jet for drug mules.
There's things to use your money for and there's things to not use your money for. Do you know what pink cocaine is?
No, I don't even know what cocaine looks like.
Well, it's a white powder, Anna.
I've seen it in the movies.
Well, no,
there's a pink version. I'd probably like that, actually.
You're like, it's cocaine, but it's pink. I'm like, okay, now I'm intrigued.
Oh, apparently it's, I just heard it because there was a female rapper that was also charged because she apparently was muling the pink cocaine for Diddy and providing it.
Oh,
I don't know why pink cocaine. They just try to make it sound cuter.
Yeah, it does.
But it's really not. It's made with synthetic materials mixed with ketamine. I also healthy. Read this. I had no idea what pink cocaine was, but I don't know. They have all these like new terms for it.
Crazy.
Crazy. But this segues into big wig sports.
Great.
Bring me to sports.
Mike, play us the this little NBA. Dun, da, 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 da. Some Fox Sports.
Okay.
Some March Madness tune.
Give me that NFL intro, right?
Da, 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 da.
That was it.
Yeah, there we go. Mine sounded like a trumpet from like the Middle East.
Now it sounds like a Christmas song.
Big sports. And the crowd goes wild.
And they're like, oh, here we go again. Let's see these girls try and fucking talk sports. Okay, what do you got for us, Dre? World Series.
The drug mule that was taken in by the feds.
Brandon Paul.
Guess who this little pipsqueak was?
Who?
He used to play on the Syracuse basketball team.
Oh my God.
College level b-ball player.
Like when you were there?
Not when I was there. It was after I was there. Because what year was it?
He's that young?
20. He's a youngin.
I like him less now. No.
I think he's only 25.
Wait, that's so wild. And he was like a D1, insane? Are they probably D1 like basketball player?
He's on the Syracuse team.
Damn. Yes. He's on the Syracuse team. It's just crazy how your life can change.
Yeah, way to throw it all out the window.
Dude, way to lose everything.
What the hell?
So I'm just so intrigued because I cannot believe he played basketball and then somehow, like, how did he even get involved with this? It's you know what
did
I mean?
Did he send him a text? He's like, hey, dude, I just watched your basketball game. Syracuse crushed. Want to come and work for me?
Dude,
it's a little illegal.
I see promise in you, kid. Yeah. Brandon. But this kid, it looks like, oh my God, I'm thinking of not the show Arrested Development. The guy who makes, he's a chemist teacher and he makes drugs.
Breaking Bad.
The kid has that look about him. He just looks a little.
Well, Aaron Paul.
A little Aaron Paul.
Brandon Paul. Maybe, are they related?
Brandon Paul, Aaron Paul?
Are they related?
It's the Paul brothers? No, it was giving me that. But I just, he played for the Syracuse basketball team. Guess what? We're not in the Final Four. You know why? Because he started hiring these
bad boys.
These bad boys.
The bad boys of Syracuse. That's why they're not in the Final Four.
Yeah, wait, it's shocking to me.
I was asking her, you know, of course she brings this up like right before we record. And I was like, so did you hook up with him? Like, I was like, did you like make out with any of the basketball players?
Honestly, they very often only hooked up with the cheerleaders, the dance team, and then other athletes.
Oh.
So I didn't really have a good chance with the basketball players, but I always left that open. I was friends with a basketball player because he's from the same DC.
You just said that like, but hey, Syracuse basketball players, my DMs are open. Alumni, open. Bitch.
Yeah, no, athletes are another level. They're hot, but they have the like craziest college schedule ever.
Yeah.
So like they would come out, but they couldn't really drink because they got drug tested. And so they were held under like a higher standard than obviously the rest of us.
Got it.
Yeah. But you said you can't drink because they got drug tested?
No, they don't really drink because they have such a rigorous schedule. They got to get up and go to practice. They have to get up early. And they obviously definitely couldn't do drugs because they did get randomly drug tested. Obviously, because I know this because I tried to shove drugs down there. No, I did not. I just do that.
She's like, what are you, a loser, D1 basketball player? You won't smoke weed? Get out of this party, bitch.
Some of my friends were like, yeah, no, they don't offer. They can't smoke with us. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I understand. You're a D1 athlete. And look at me. Wow. But I can't even believe this kid. So now he was taken in his foot. They put his, what's so sad, they put his basketball photo next to his mugshot. And you just...
They're like, what could have been?
Lost. He lost a lot.
Yeah. And he lost it for Syracuse, you know?
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon Paul. Brandon Paul.
Oh, my God. Wait, can I just say one thing? This is so not on our thing, but I saw this article that came out and my friend from high school sent it to me. And a high school English teacher from my school, like a week ago, was charged with like child pornography all this shit.
No.
Like they arrested him and he like didn't show back up to like 11th grade English. And I'm like, oh shit. I didn't know the guy. He was younger, which makes it even like creepier. You know, like he was a teacher after I went to high school there.
More and more of this is coming out.
But I was like, oh my God. Like, and my friend is like, there goes our like rating. I was like, okay, what? Were we rated?
That's what she's concerned about.
I was like, yeah. I was like, are you sending your kids to our high school or something? Like, what are you talking about?
She wants that legacy.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to my friend Blair because she listens to this podcast and she sent me the article and was like, oh my God, like, can you believe? So I can't wait to tell her I talked about it on air.
I can't believe it's probably still good in academics. Were you guys high up there?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Now it's,
I would say,
scarred by this teacher. I
mean, yeah. It's really bad.
That's messed up. Anyway, thanks a lot, Brendan, for lowering our score on the college basketball team.
Yeah.
Syracuse.
At least you know you have a college basketball team. I literally just asked you guys. I'm like, did BU have a basketball team? I did go there for 4 years. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. So when you were choosing a school. I really wanted the college experience, which is, you know, why I really never even did a lot of media. I took classes, obviously, that was my major, but like I really went to college for the social aspect, the sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was thriving and I missed college every day, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, it was fine. I went to school in a city and I was like, my parents begged me to go to college and I was like, I don't need to go. I know what I want to do with my life.
You wanted to completely pass that and just
Drop out after freshman year.
What?
I did so poorly too. I was either going to transfer or drop out. And then I was like, whatever. I guess there's nice people here. And my parents were like, just finish school and then you can do what you want. And I was like,
you were ready to just take on the world.
Yeah, I really was.
But you stayed for the friendships, Anna.
I stayed for like the college, I guess, for like the experience. I have like no friends from college now.
I was going to say.
I have like two friends. Remember we were talking about dental work? I really hurt my tooth. I don't know what I did.
I thought you just had something in there and you're trying to get it out. Mm-mm. What'd you do?
I don't know. The air is hurting it. My front tooth. It's probably another cavity. You know, I fucking jinxed myself today.
In the front?
Literally, the front bottom tooth is killing me. But we're going to get through this episode because I am committed to my art.
Obviously she is.
Obviously. Wait, what were we going to talk about? There was something else. Oh, what's happening in New York City? Hello.
Listen.
What is happening?
I'm going to need you to keep your guard up. I'm going to need you to stay alert.
Someone is punching women all over the streets of New York City.
And it occurred to me, because the women that are actually coming out about it and posting on their TikTok, they're like influencer types. They've been sharing their experiences. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, are they targeting those type of girls that look young and on their phone and they're distracted? No, I think it's just those are the only girls sharing their experiences because
they share their life anyway. Right, yeah.
But there's probably so many other helpless, defenseless people that just haven't shared their story.
I've been punched in the shoulder. Like, I've been punched in the street before. I remember, like, some guy, like, came up and, like, slammed into me. Like, and I was like, it was, like, on purpose. There was a big empty street.
Okay.
And I was with Jared, and I was like, did you see that? And he's like, what? And I was like, that guy just slammed the fuck into me. He was probably holding the dog or something. Like, I just remember it's happened in New York. Like, someone, I think, is going for a face. That's where it's really fucked up.
Did you see the picture? The girl had a planet on the side of her face.
Oh, well. I saw one with a black eye.
I saw this girl.
Yeah, that one didn't even look real.
It's not funny, but it looked prosthetic.
Like I saw that. It
looked addition.
Like, yeah, a lump like on her forehead.
That did not look like a Dr. Seuss hit. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. So watch your back. I don't know. A lot of comedians are coming out and just posting on their stories. Like, I hope I get, like, come at me.
Are you serious?
That's just, I think they're just like having fun. But why do we live in this city?
I don't know. I've hated New York always.
I've
always said that.
The moving, not only are apartments astronomically expensive, and you know, I love to watch the apartment tours, and the comments are like, dude, that's literally three times my mortgage.
Yeah.
Now we're just getting punched in the streets.
It's crazy.
So what's our next steps? Do we just go, okay?
I think our next steps is we go out with our mace and our weapons.
Yeah.
And you just stand there like this wherever you go. Remember I got robbed on the subway this year?
That came to my mind. And I just go, we live in the trenches out here.
Like, I've been here since like 2008.
Yeah.
I got robbed on the subway in 2024. How many years is that? A billion?
Was that already this year?
2023. It was this fall.
Has this happened? Yeah, it was really recent.
It was November.
You guys remember we talked about it on the pod. I just, I'm, can, what, where
the city's
would I
a
live?
Mess. That's why I say get a car. Here's what you do. You get a car. It's expensive, but honestly, you're safer in a car than someone punching you in the face or taking your wallet out of your fucking bag on the subway.
The beauty of New York is its walkability.
Yeah.
You live in a small apartment, but you're outside all the time. At least you're supposed to be, and you're supposed to enjoy the city and the views. But how can we?
I know. Oh, actually, don't get a car because you know pricing is happening in June. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What pricing?
Surge pricing.
The surge pricing. So to get into the city and out, it's $15 to get in and to get out every time you go in and out.
It hasn't gone into effect yet? I thought June. It has.
No. You would know. It's going to be June. They're voting on it this week, but Jared's like freaking out. He's like, Anna, every time you have to go into the city, it's going to cost you $15 to get in and out.
So not only $30. The Williamsburg Bridge, but I thought
every
it was just
bridge.
The Verizon. Every bridge?
Yeah, every bridge and tunnel.
I cannot fathom
that. I'm going to have to move back to the city. That
Are
blows.
You kidding me? That blows.
I know.
Every time I like to complain because it's the Verrazano and I like to, you know, just complain that that's not
gonna
the Verrazano.
It's, now every, it's every bridge. Every entrance into the city.
That's wrong.
It's wrong.
That is.
It's hard. Wrong. It's just going to be like, you know, a little easy pass and then you're going to get like a $2,000 bill a month.
It does feel like easy pass is monopoly money. I go, oh yeah, it's just the easy pass. I don't know where. I don't even know. I don't even know how to log in. Just for fun, I do like to change my my credit cards a lot because then it's just, I'm hard to keep up.
Wow.
Boom, boom. It's like, your thing isn't canceled.
I'm a little worried.
Oopsie, can't catch me. It's like, yes, they can, boo. You're just, the debt collectors are coming after your ass.
Okay, wait, two more things. We're going to take a break in a few min, but I wanted to say two more things. The Bachelor finale. Dre, did you tune in?
I couldn't even tell you one character's name. The Bachelor is so
Joey.
Boring to me. Oh, this guy who doesn't even know the difference between who and who? Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
And yeah, and like Kathy Lee Gifford and like.
So even after all that, people, I do see that people are a really big fan of him.
Yeah, he was cool. He was like a very chill bachelor. I'll go with chill.
Okay.
Final episode was wild because the girls teamed up and decided who would be the one he chooses. I mean, like, it was obvious who he was going to choose, but the other one like knew. And so she literally broke up with him like at like the final and was like, I know you're not choosing me, so I'm going to walk away right now. And
sister
he was like,
back the power.
Yeah. And then she went back. She went in the car with the other girl.
Oh, I did see a picture of that.
And everyone was like, what the fuck is happening?
Girl power.
It was really cute. I will say I still didn't get invited to the Bachelor finale, like live finale. And it's my dream to be in that room.
Yeah, I'm offended for you.
I want to be in that room. All the Golden Bachelors were there. All the former Bachelorettes were there. They had some podcasters there. Hello, this is ABC. This is a girl just begging to go to the next one. I will say they did announce the next Bachelorette, which has a lot of buzz. I don't know if you saw this, but her name is Jen. Jen was on this season. Jen is the first Asian American Bachelorette out of like 4 billion seasons, which is insane to say.
Representation.
Representation matters. I will say she was not the favorite. It was like everyone was like, who? What? What? Huh? Because this girl, Maria was obviously like the one that people wanted. You know what I mean? She caused all the like drama this season. She was funny. She was like
time.
Yes. She had all the time. And it's funny because Jen's really pretty. I'm sure her season will be great. But like it was just kind of out of left field. And
totally
every comment, I looked at all these comments. Oh my God, you can look at them on like Good Morning America and ABC. They're all like, what the fuck, ABC? Like Jen's great and all. And like she deserves her moment. But that was not the pick for the audience, you know? Like
it's interesting how they make their decision because obviously there's a lot of networks have to choose based on what's PC, what's right representation. They're getting a lot of push to do that. But then again, it's are they not reading the signs of like whatever the crowd's favorite? Don't you have to abide by that too? Yeah. I would think so.
Because we've had a couple of like boring seasons lately. Yeah. Like when it's someone who's like drama focused and like juicy, you're like, okay, I'll watch. Like she seems nice and I'm like, maybe it'll be nice, but you know. Who knows?
I think they should just cancel X-Nay, the Bachelor franchise altogether and keep Golden Bachelor.
I mean, they'll never cancel Bachelor. It's good. It's a good show. I promise you. But we didn't get our Golden Bachelorette. And like, I'm like, why are they pushing that off so far?
I was Hoda and Jenna. Apparently it's going to be
they want Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee.
And she's Kathy's not going like,
to
be
it. I haven't been asked. But I said, but you guys could finagle.
That would be a great one.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How fun would that be?
I would watch in a heartbeat.
Your girls, aren't they starting a podcast? The Golden Bachelorette ladies?
They are. Yeah.
Is that not exciting news?
Very exciting. They were there promoting it. They've been on a real promotional tour.
Oh, they've been on a little promo kick.
Yeah. I hope to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it. You know, I'm curious. Yeah. Are they going to spill the tea about like shooting the show or is it going to just be like, so I went to the mall today, you know?
Oh, I think
what we do.
Oh, you mean like No, we get to some dirt on this pod.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We have more dirt I want to get to, but I think we're going to take a quick break first, and then we'll be back with the dirt.
The tea and the dirt. Bye.
And we're back, and I promised you dirt. And we've got dirt, honey. We got a little dirt. We got a little celebrity feuding, right? I would call it Rebel Wilson.
I go as far to say it's a celebrity
feud.
The
very funny Rebel Wilson has a book coming out. Did it come out? I think it's coming out. And so she's been like doing a lot of like press and stuff. And apparently leaked from the book. She talked about an actor that she worked with and she called him an asshole and was like, he was really unprofessional. I was scared. Mm-hmm. All this shit. And then people were like speculating, like, who was it? Because it's, you know, you could go back and see what movies was she in? Who did she work with? And she just straight up said it.
Yeah, she didn't care. But this guy also has the worst reputation. Just because he's very, I don't know. A lot of the stuff he does is harsh. Like he jokes a lot to people.
Yeah. She straight up was like, it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
and who I love.
He's so funny, but I think people are surprised by how willing he is to just joke around. Like award shows, he put his crotch in Eminem's face. He's crazy.
He also was Borat. He filmed an entire movie Borat. As a fake character, totally. Which is like
two movies.
Two movies. Bruno, Borat.
No, he did two Borats.
Two Borats and a Bruno. Where yeah. he straight up like just filmed these movies yeah. like as this fake character, which I think is brilliant and hilarious. But I feel sad to hear, you know, it's like ruining, like, you know, another hero. You're like, wait, really? They sucked on set with you? Like,
I don't think he sucked on set. I just think he probably enjoys and gets a rise out of annoying people.
Mm.
But that's funny to watch.
To watch. Yeah. yeah. Not to be not, the person not getting.
To experience that.
Yeah.
So wait. So in Rebel's book, she was talking about their experiences together and said it was very bad.
Yeah. She didn't like it. She was like, she said this guy was an asshole. I was scared on set or whatever. I forget what movie they did together, but there's a movie. Do you know what it was, Mike? The movie that they like worked on.
I can look it up.
Together. But
Borat.
Interesting to see her just be like, yeah, that's who it was. And like yeah. he came out, his people put out a statement too, being like, no.
They're protecting him, saying he didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
It's not alleged that she wow.
It's just like so wild to see something like that.
Yeah, no, it is because well, we have such a different perspective about him or a perception. Yeah.
I told you I met him once. I was like, Dre, I have a Sacha Baron Cohen story. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, he was dining. This is back when I worked in restaurants and I was working at a really fancy restaurant in L.A.
Oh, yes,
and I met everyone there, like literally Gwen Stefani, you know, I'm like, that's the first person who comes to mind. But whatever. A lot of celebs would come in all the time. And there was a reservation under I'll say who he was dining with, Ben Affleck. I mean, not Ben Affleck, Ben Stiller. And so I was like, oh, cool. Ben Stiller's coming in. Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
I was just saying it's the Brothers Grimsby.
The Brothers Grimsby. That's what they worked on together. I never saw it, but they were both in that.
The Brothers Grimsby.
Yeah.
Clearly a top 10 movie of Dre's. She's like, say what? Come again?
What? What is it even about? The Brothers Grimsby?
I'm going to go with two brothers named Grimsby.
Name's Grimsby. Speaking of the context, nailed it. That, nailed it.
What is it even about? A food stand. I don't know. So I'm working at this restaurant. I was running the door. I used to maitre d', and Ben Stiller's name was on the list. And I was like, ooh, cool. I've seen that before. I had actually met him once in a restaurant before. He wasn't as friendly as I wanted him to be, you know, like from all his movies. And I was like, that was a bummer. But in walks Sacha Baron Cohen, who's a very like obvious, like, you know.
Oh, you cannot miss him.
No. And he's very tall. And just like, I was like, whoa. And I like. You know, this was probably when like Borat and Bruno were like hot.
Yeah.
And I was just like starstruck a little. I'm like, oh my God, hi, you know, you know, at this place, a very high end place, they were like, you can't seat people without their complete parties, blah, 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 unless it's someone like, you know, special.
Right.
So he walks in. He's so nice to me. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, he's like, I'm meeting my friend Ben. And I was like, okay. I was like, Stiller, that one. He's like, you know it. And then I remember just being like, well, I can get you seated. He's not here yet, but I can bring you over to the table. No problem. And he's like, no, he's like, it's fine. I can just hang here. And there was like nowhere to hang there. It wasn't like there was a bar right next to me. It was literally just like an area and the door and like me
forced to stand all next to each other.
So I was like, okay. Or you could just hang here, you know? I was like, I think I might have said, like, your movies are so funny or whatever. Like, I, you know.
Love your work, sweetie.
And at this restaurant, there was a shelf next to me. And if you had leftovers, if you were like, can we pack up the rest of my pasta? They would write your table number on it. And then I would have a note that says like, oh, table 5 has a pasta, whatever. And the bag would be next to me with a 5 on it or whatever.
Yes.
So I would so it wouldn't crowd your table. You know what I mean?
Do
if
like
you're
that.
If you're gonna have dessert or you're gonna pay your check, like you don't have like bags of leftovers on the table.
Yeah, that should be a thing that we enforce in all restaurants.
I mean, sure. It was also an annoying system, you know? Just put the bag under the fucking table. Why do we have to do it? Why does it have to be? Oh, you need your coats and your leftovers? Okay, hold on one second. Let me go through 14 cards here.
Yeah. I often forget my leftovers under my seat. So
this would be a good system for you. So he's seeing this happen. He's seeing like the servers bring up the leftovers or whatever. He's like, what is going on here?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, it's just like, this is where the leftovers go. So like when you're done, you can come up and you get them. And he's like, let's eat them. And I was like, wait, what?
He's
like,
so nice.
I'm starving. And he started making jokes. He's like, let's take table 17. Let's eat that food, you know? Let's eat. Yeah. And then like it was just like a funny moment. And I remember like being like, oh my God, I'm like having a moment with Borat. This is fucking cool. And then Ben Stiller walks in and was like, why wasn't he seated? And I was like, I tried to. And he's like, no, she's good. He's like, I wanted to hang here. And I was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Stiller.
If anything, yeah, Mr. Stiller was mad at you.
He was mad. He was like, why is he not seated at the table?
Sit it down, yeah.
Why is a 10-foot tall famous comedian standing right here for the whole restaurant
waiting
to look
for
at
his table?
And he was like, no, I was hanging out with her. And I was like, yeah, he was hanging out with me, bitch.
Ben.
Anyway.
Yeah, honestly, he defended you.
It's just funny to remember like the little things, like, you know, if Ben Stiller wants to produce my movie, I'm sure he, you know, if I could have a meeting with him, I'm sure it'd be a great meeting.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I remember being like, oh, he's mad about this. Like, what the hell?
Actually, though.
Anyway, Rebel, I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm still going to read her book, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to buy it and then probably read the first chapter. And then it gets lost in the.
Are people into Rebel Wilson?
That's the most honest thing. You know, she's had a big year. She like, didn't she get married? She had a baby.
Yeah.
She came out last year. She's had a whole like life like change.
There was a lot.
She lost a lot of weight. She was always in the news for something. So right. I feel like this is her way to like kind of be like, you know what? I'm gonna just put out my own story. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my book.
Interesting. Okay.
So I like that. Because you know what? We're writing books this year, Mike. I don't know if you know that.
I heard.
Because just like so, her, we also have things to share. And
Rebel,
it's just we're joining the ranks of the authors.
She's inspiring us.
She really is.
Also, a lot of news, right?
Yeah.
What else is the news we have?
Definitely. Well, we've been talking about Kristen Cav because she's got a new man. And I'm just very invested in it because
The
Montana Boys with a Z. They've fully moved to Nashville where Kristen lives. So
he moved in with her.
No, they haven't. The Montana Boys just relocated to Nashville.
What are they going to call themselves?
And we got the full scoop because Kristen Cav interviewed the Montana Boys, well, just three of them, on her podcast.
Yes. You sent me a clip of this, which is wild.
Let's be honest. It is getting a tad bit of hate, which...
Well, these guys were like, I don't need to be in a relationship because, like, why would I want to be tied down with someone when I'm like young?
It was a tough clip because two of them are 24 and one of them is 22, right? And they're sitting down with Kristen and two of them, not Mark, not Kristen's boyfriend, are talking about, yeah, settling down and the need to be in a relationship early.
Locked down. He's like you're locked down. And then he's like, this is for older people. And I'm like, skrr.
Like, what are you?
Who? Yeah. Come again?
Come again now? So I did listen to the episode. So you guys don't have to. It was good. What I really wanted her to get into was just fully what the hell is the brand of the Montana Boys? What do they do? How are they making content by doing lip syncing videos? And what's their 10-year plan?
I've only seen them in those dance videos where it's like a line and like one goes off the other way. And you know, like you're like,
that's what they do.
Okay.
And they just really hit. They just got so lucky that one of them, Mark, DM'd Kristen. She thought he was cute. They ended up meeting and fully
getting together,
hitting it off and getting together. And now all of the rest of the boys are getting press for being attractive. I'm dying.
Basically for her relationship. Like they owe her. Instead, they're sitting on her podcast being like, so like, no offense, but like, this is for like older people. Like, not you, but like you know. She's like sitting there like, oh my God.
I cannot believe I'm interviewing them right now.
And they're like shitting on being in a relationship. They're like, no offense.
Like, well, obviously this doesn't like go to Mark. Like, we're not talking about Mark, obviously.
An exception.
Right.
Because he's dating you.
The first, I think, 30 minutes they're talking about dating. What do you consider a fuckboy? You know, all the topics about love and whatever. And Mark is being very quiet, but Krista is very giggly the whole episode. She's like, oh my God, what's a fuckboy? She's very cute in the episode, but I was getting a little bit of the ick from the boys because they are so young. And so sometimes it's hard to not say like all the time. And,
yeah.
And even we do that, I know. But I'm just saying, it's funny to watch these young kids that don't have that much experience in the entertainment world. And are just, she's asking them questions about TikTok and they're just... Finally, they get into planning TikToks and she's like, so what do you guys do? Like, what's your inspiration? Like, why did you start it? And they just said, we were just all hanging out and we're Montana boys. So obviously we have the landscape behind us. So like, that's kind of intriguing. Like, basically we just started like doing lip sync videos because we were just copying people. They said word for word, we were just copying what other people do. And we noticed we started going viral and more viral and more viral. And they continued doing it.
Wow.
And Mark, when they were in college, already had under, I think, 10K followers. Over 10K. And he didn't want to go under 10K. So Mark was the one who was really excited to continue this Montana Boys account. So he wouldn't go under 10K followers.
God forbid.
Could you imagine?
If you go under 10K, you're a fucking loser, Mark.
I couldn't even believe that he admitted to saying that. I go, why would you guys say that? Just wow. Say that you like making content together.
Yeah. Or like,
it's not about the followers. This makes me not want to follow them because now they're just talking about the follower count. And you know what I mean?
So weird.
Now, I'm not taking how attractive they all are. Obviously, they're very attractive Midwestern Montana boys.
Yeah. But how do you have a full conversation with them? You know, like a 22-year-old from Montana. I'd be like, so the mountains, huh? How's that?
She did say, are you guys going to change your handle? She's like, so you guys live in Nashville now. Are you still going to be the Montana boys?
What'd they say?
It was so funny how she asked. She's like, how is that going to go for branding? I was like, honestly, fair question. And I wanted all those questions to come in the beginning. I was like, I don't care about their love relationship, whatever. I just want to know, like, seriously, what are you going to do? And they said, no, we're going to keep it Montana and we're just going to travel back and forth. We're just going to be Nashville Montana boys. And she was like, okay,
dope. We're the Nashville Montana boys. Okay, we're just adding two. We're not going to change.
Yeah. Look,
they'll be in LA by next year and they'll be like, people will be like, what are you going to call yourself now, huh?
On to the next.
Sunset Strip Boys.
The Montana Boys. I think we should make an audition tape for the Montana Boys.
Hi, welcome to Glendale.
The Glendale Boys.
The Glendale Boys.
Could you imagine?
I like that. I would audition for the Montana Boys. So are you guys like a band or like a group or a...
What would you guys call it? Like, we're just like a boy friend group. They didn't know how to answer for each other because they were like, we're honestly all the same person. That's why we like hanging out with each other. I was like, bro, I cannot with these guys. They're just the hot guys in college that you get with and you're like, wow, I can't believe I make that. I hooked up with them. And then, you know, it
10 years later, you forgot. You forgot, you know, who are they? Where are they? Who cares? They're back on the mountain.
They're I mean, yeah, it was definitely an interesting episode. I'm going to watch the YouTube though, just to see some body language.
Yeah.
Two of them wore these hats and I'm like, I can't even see your face.
Yeah.
It is a podcast though. I shouldn't say that. Am I hating too much?
Not at all.
Okay.
Like you said, where did they come from and what? How did they get famous?
Poof, out of nowhere, you guys.
Talking about them. Yeah.
We are. Anyways, the Montana Boys are, that's all I have to say about that.
Love it.
So otherwise, in other impression news, real quick.
Yeah.
Well, Leah Michelle is having a baby.
What? Leah, where have you been? Have you just been like getting busy and making babies? Because you've been out of the news for a little bit.
I really have. You know, after Funny Girl, I really needed a break. And my husband and I went to Tahiti and we decided it was time to give Ever a sibling.
Wow. What? Do we have the name of this baby yet?
No. Maybe okay. Four. Forever. Because my children are forever. No, but I'm really excited about it. And even though it's not, it's the child of my husband. It's actually not the child of my scene partners.
Of course.
Yeah. Because, you know, I let everyone look at my vagina on set. So on stage. So.
Right. And that was just to get closer with them?
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's just like a past bonding experience. It's something really nice.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's already getting into two here. Are you going to put the kids right into... Are you going to put the kids into theater?
No. No, I've already been replaced by so many other people. Why would I want my kids to take roles away from me, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they can beat out Beanie Feldstein.
Beanie. Maybe you should name your child Beanie as in ode to Beanie Feldstein.
Maybe I should. You know, I really feel bad about that situation, you know, but honestly, I sold out. I sold out every show, a Funny Girl.
You're so talented.
Thank you.
Leah, we really are. I mean, it's
and
crazy.
That's what you missed on Glee.
Do you still talk to Mr. Shu?
Every day I do.
Have you sent updates?
I sent him my sonogram and I said, write a song about this, Mr. Shu. And he said, you write a song about it. And I was like, you're right. I am very musical in that way. And then I wrote a song about my sonogram.
What's the song called?
It's called People Who Need People. Oh, that's Funny Girl. I get so confused.
I can't do this today.
Don't get those two mixed up. You should call it Son of a Sonogram.
Son of a Sonogram. It kind of sounds like Sondheim. I've never done a Sondheim.
Whoa. Leo, you're so energetic, and it's hard to believe because usually hormones. In the first hormones makes you crazy.
I can't do it.
Leah, did you hear about this thing called Ozempic babies? And Ozemp is making women very, it's cross X-naying the effects of birth control. So
this was all natural.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Actually, this was all, a lot of people have said I have Ozempic face, and I said, that's so rude.
Yeah.
I spent money on this face.
You get buccal fat removal?
I got all of the removals.
Cool.
Money can really get you a good face.
Leah, I always thought you were beautiful, though, before all the work done.
Thank you.
We're silly. Do you want some more soup, Anna?
No, I don't. I want, you know, chicken noodle. You got that in your bag anywhere?
Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup with a
soda on the side.
Oh, I said baseball bat.
I think it's both, to be honest. I think it is.
I think it's peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Oh, I just combined the sauce. Silly.
Anyway, I'm high on drugs, aren't I? No, I'm not, but I feel like I am. We've been laughing so hard. You know, when we improvise the characters, sometimes I just can't keep it straight. You know?
No, that was a really fun.
I haven't done Leah Michelle in 100 years. That didn't even sound like her. But, you know, it's fun to revisit.
I think it's so fun when we riff characters. That's people my favorite part.
Are the suckiest people. Did you hear my vibrato?
I heard that. I could feel it, actually.
I shook the room.
That's the app.
That really is. We're going off the rails per usual.
We are.
But listen, any announcements?
We have a bonus episode. I don't know if you guys caught it. We're doing Catching Up with Chris and Court as a bonus episode because, you know, we could go on for 40 minutes as them. I think we kept it to like 20 something, but
we did. It was a good catch up and it was quick.
Yeah, we caught up. So go listen to that. I want to say one thing. Andre is a big part of it. I'm doing another one woman solo show, honey. May 9th. I don't know if anyone's still listening. May 9th at Joe's Pub. And Dre's going to be there performing as well. And it's just going to be fun. It's going to be more impressions than my last show. So if you came to that, you got more to come see. Okay?
It's going to be good.
Dre, what do you got for me?
I'm just trying to get through this weekend. Yes. I'm moving. I'm working. My parents are coming. And I will be in much better spirits next week. I feel like I was in good spirits this week, but
you're in great spirits.
I'll just be relieved because I'll have more space and I'll be fully moved in. So can't wait for that. You're a big wig. We're a big wig. And we'll catch you next week.